Despite security concerns, Afghan authorities are also trying to rebuild a legitimate economy. They live in a country where opium is the biggest export. The U.S. Agency for International Development wants to come up with alternatives. It directed about $1.2 billion to Afghanistan in the last fiscal year. The agency's mission director is Patrick Fine. He sees rapid change in the capital city.
Kabul is a fascinating city. It was completely devastated by 25 years of war. And when you drive through certain sections of Kabul, it is in complete ruins. It's like pictures you see of Berlin after World War II, with just the shells of buildings, roofs collapsed, piles of bricks. And you see that, and it's terribly sad to see. But what you see today is the rebuilding, not only in Kabul where I live. You see it throughout the country. If you travel in the country and you go to any major city, and even out in smaller towns, you see rebuilding going everywhere, which I take as a very objective indicator of hope for the future, that the people themselves are investing in their country.
So where does the United States Agency for International Development fit into this?
We support the government of Afghanistan and broader civil society in their efforts to reconstruct the country, and we're investing in economic development by developing infrastructure such as roads. We've rebuilt the Kabul-Kandahar road, which is the main north-south axis in the country, that took 2 days, 2.5 days to travel on. It now takes about 5 hours to go.
It was completely destroyed from 20 years of war.
That's right, and no maintenance, and it's been completely rebuilt. We're now extending that so that there will be a good road that encircles the entire country. It's called the Ring Road. Providing that kind of transportation infrastructure already is a huge boost to commerce. We're helping to rebuild that infrastructure. We're investing in power so that they've got the power to generate economic development so they can start businesses.
Regarding your work on the economy, this is a country where a huge slice of the economy appears to be based on the growing of opium, the raw material for heroin.
Right.
It's fair to guess that that highway that you rebuilt from Kabul to Kandahar has carried a lot of legitimate traffic and probably some less than legitimate traffic. How do you fit that into your strategy?
We see that as a tremendous threat right now. Something like 40 to 60% of GDP is from the growth of opium poppy. And we see that as a threat that has to be responded to. That there's a danger that the country could become a narco state if there's not a very serious and urgent effort made by the international community and by the Afghan government to stamp that out. What we're going to be doing is working with the Afghan government and with communities to provide viable economic alternatives to farmers.
Is it fair to say that you have to compete on the free market in a sense? You're trying to build a legitimate economy and sell people on it against the illegitimate economy.
Yeah, that's right. And we have to be able to outcompete the illegitimate economy. And we have to do that with things like providing credit, providing farm inputs, providing improved agricultural techniques, providing jobs. Because it's not just farmers, it's laborers who harvest the opium gums, and it's merchants who have more business because of the money circulating in the economy as a result of that. So, yeah, we have to outcompete them.
The size of the opium crop appears to be growing year by year.
Yes, it's grown the last 3 years, I think.
Which would suggest that for the moment, the competition is not going so well.
Well, I think that what you're going to see this year is a very serious effort, and I think it will stem that growth.
We've been talking to Patrick Fine. He's the mission director of the United States Agency for International Development in Afghanistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.